Looking ain't no stopping on nigga like me. Looking ain't no stopping on nigga like me. Let's go.
New album, baby on baby. New album, baby on nigga like me. Fuck you talking about, nigga.
Bitch, it ain't no stopping no nigga like me. This the intro, watch me get into.
Let's go.
Bitches call me a cutie, I'm groovy. My daughter took care of forever off music.
Mwah.
Screaming fly high to Kobe, Gianna, we ballin'. I can't tell you shit about
loot. R.I.P.
Finger fuck allegations, keep hating. I'm patiently waiting no niggas to prove.
You bitch.
Bitch, you know I turn piss into lemonade. Turn shit into sugar, that's chocolate pudding. Let you know I don't fuck with you anyway. Know I keep getting better, you thought that I would. I'ma keep letting off, I'm a renegade. The media blissin', I took off and shook them. Came out like a boss and they feel away. Gon' end up getting fucked, you keep thinking I'm pussy. Bitch, I'm about my business. It's all about time. When I put this shit on, I don't cop from no style. I'm all on the TV and that, I'm too vibe. Pull up with a vibe, when we hop out, we vibe. I like moving in silence, don't bother nobody. He come bother me, I'ma catch me a vibe. I don't get into politics, I just be popping shit. Obviously hot as a motherfucking fire.
Hot.
Let me cool off a minute. I got nothing to hide, I don't run from my problems. Just trying to get you out my business. Only answer to God, I'm already convicted. If I'm having you as my witness.
Uh-huh.
Having hoes in my show, trying to take off their clothes. I don't know what to do with them bitches.
Let's go.
You know it's baby, nigga. Let's go. Bitch, you know ain't no stopping no nigga like me. Bitch, you know ain't no stopping no nigga like me. Bitch, you know ain't no stopping no nigga like me. Let's go. Oh, no, bitch. Bitch, you know ain't no stopping no nigga like me. Bitch, you know ain't no stopping no nigga like me.
I just can't motherfucking stop.
I just
can't stop.
Let's go, bitch.
And they can't motherfucking stop.
No nigga like me. Bitch, you know ain't no stopping no nigga like me. Bitch, you know ain't no stopping no nigga like me.
I know it's frustrating for you, nigga.
Bitch, you know ain't no stopping no nigga like me. Bitch, you know ain't no stopping no nigga like me. Bitch, you know you ain't stopping no nigga like me.
Verse 2.
You do what you want when you pop.
Let's pop.
Guess I do what I want. Plus I'm single as fuck. See my boo in the cut, I got options.
Wow.
You know I'm all up a skirt like a stock. My album make hoes call me Kirk like my mom. I see how they peeping the technique and job. All these ICVVs on my neck, let's play hot. I'm guessing that he brought a stick, cause I brought a stick.
Yeah.
And I ain't the type to be paying for pussy. I fuck hoes for free, never bought a bitch. Hold me up to the sun, I'm not counterfeit.
Yeah.
I just got a new gun from my bottom bitch. And I'm ready to slang it. I'm on and I'm dangerous. Come fucking with me, better find a ditch. And throw yourself in it, cause that's how I'm lit. When I get in my feelings, I make niggas feel. When I hit your little bitch, I put dick in the kid. On the day with my new. I took her to Wendy's. We ain't going in. Get that shit from the window. Take that hoe through the drive. Keep playing me like, oh, we gon' slide. It's cool, I'ma let you act up on the internet. Let's see you niggas act tough when I find you. Bitch ass nigga. And bitch, you know ain't no stopping no nigga like me. Bitch, you know ain't no stopping no nigga like me. Bitch, you know ain't no stopping no nigga like me. Nah, bitch.
Fuck.
Bitch, you know ain't no stopping no nigga like me. Bitch, you know ain't no stopping no nigga like me. Bitch, you know ain't no stopping no nigga like me. Let's go, bitch. Bitch, you know ain't no stopping no nigga like me. Bitch, you know ain't no stopping no nigga like me. Bitch, you know ain't no stopping no nigga like me. Oh no,
I wish the fuck I would let a bitch ass nigga stop this shit. Or a bitch can't no bitch or no bitch ass nigga stop this shit.
Baby on baby on motherfucking baby, nigga. Let's get it.
Verbose.xyz. Tonight we are here. We're doing the same thing that we do every week for the 63rd time. I'm the Mad Scientist Miles Road, coupled with my man Crafter, aka My Dick Run Hot, aka Black Jesus, aka 2-for-1 at Arby's Special. How are you doing tonight, sir?
Living in the Rona world, just still losing my mind as every other week.
Yeah?
Starting to really question some of the things they've been doing. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I'm definitely right there with you. Also on the horn tonight, a very special guest. We have... oh my god, I already forgot it, but...
the Grand Pooba!
The Grand Pooba, thank you, a.k.a. The Don. Welcome to the show tonight. I'm super excited to have you. How are you doing tonight, sir?
Oh, doing great. Living the dream.
Hell yeah. So, you've been affected by COVID in kind of a strange way. You're currently furloughed at the moment, I'm guessing, correct?
Yeah, furloughed.
So what do you do with your time right now? Are you just like, loving being home, being able to project, or is it driving you insane?
Oh, I have so many things to do. I do computers, search for jobs, and work around the house. So, I mean, I got 20 hours worth of work to do and hours a day.
Hell yeah, that's awesome.
But it's not essential work, I guess. Somehow it's not essential.
Not for you guys.
Right, I feel like that's the essential work, you know. What
survival,
what work is
taking
it? Yeah.
Care of yourself, taking care of your things, your investments. What's more
right?
Essential than that?
That's exactly
right.
Well,
I picked up a $350 multi-tool generator for me.
Oh,
4,000
yeah.
Watt, yeah, 4,800 watt generator for like $350.
Man.
I haven't even unboxed it yet. I can hardly wait till I get on that and hook it up to the propane tank.
Bruh. A propane even? Wow.
Well, it's gas and propane. Yeah.
See, damn, so like, where do you store all the gasoline? You put a fucking tank in the ground? What do you do? You know, do you bring a whole fucking truck full? What do you do with all the petrol, man?
Rural New Mexico. I got a, what is that, 200-300-gallon tank? Propane sitting next to my house.
That's awesome. Yeah, yeah. It's probably the gas company.
Thermonuclear explosion.
Hell yeah. yeah, that'd be good if you're, you know, if you're ever ditching the place, you know, just set off the gas tank. Yeah. Deuces, y'all.
Out the neighborhood.
Oh, wow. That's insane. I would love to live like that in more of a rustic way. Currently, I find myself in the city, and it's kind of soul-crushing. Especially with the whole COVID thing, too. Like, going to the grocery store and, you know, people being literally scared to go out or be around you and shit. This is weird for me because, you know, I'm used to being in contact with people, you know. I like people in my life. I think for some people this is an opportunity to just kind of be able to step back. Where do you stand on that spectrum, Don? And we'll hit you up also, Crafter.
You mean?
Yeah, do you, like, care that we're social distancing right now? Or, like, you're like, fuck yeah, stay the fuck away from me.
I have neighbors about 150 yards away from me, all around me. That's too close for me, so...
Wow, that's awesome. My neighbors are right the fuck
they not hear my firearms when they go off.
You wish that they were far enough away that they could barely hear your gunshot, essentially.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, cool. And that's the one thing COVID world's pissed me off, too. I want to go out fucking shooting, you know? Can't go to a legitimate range, and if you're caught out hiking somewhere, I'm sure fucking people would be all pee-pee hearted about shooting guns out in even in like designated areas. I couldn't imagine going out to like the fucking Arroyo right now and being able to pop off a few shots without fucking getting the popos called.
Yeah.
Fucking, I know Crafter misses it. How about you, Crafter? Do you care about all this social distancing?
I love it. I love social distancing. It's the best invention since fucking sliced bread up in this bitch. I mean, I live in kind of more urban area. There's homeless people all around this place. I can see homeless people outside my window right fucking now. I mean, like, it's nice to be able, if they come near me before they ask me for money, go 6 feet! You know, like, it's back off, you know?
It's
good.
Did I ever flick your cigarette butt at them?
No, not that far, because then I get a $300 fine for littering.
Smoke and I flick my cigarette butt at them.
You find cigarette butts on the ground that probably have COVID.
Oh, I just light something and flick it at them.
Interesting.
The fuck out of my face. I just can't stand that.
You can't stand homeless people?
I can't stand the way they act.
Okay. And how's that? How do homeless people in general act?
In general, they're okay. Okay. We start getting it seems to be the ones that are pseudo homeless or, you know, sort of playing the game, want to get in your face and, you know, I need $5, and then they go home and, you know, have dinner with their mommy.
Interesting.
Yeah, the ones that kind of play the game are in the ass.
That's interesting that you're privy to that, you know, because I don't think a lot of people get that. The average person's like, oh, this person's homeless. And you're aware enough to understand, oh, this motherfucker ain't homeless. This motherfucker's home free.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I've lived in a lot of cities. City dwellers are a odd bunch in and of themselves, you know? Mm-hmm. The typical homeless and the ones that keep themselves in the camps and everything like that. You see a lot of them. They pick up bottles and they do shit that, you know, you and I wouldn't normally do. And I used to be in a store in this one place, and we used to give the guy $20, bring in bottles, he'd clean up the outside and everything, and just give him $20 every once in a while. I know he spent it on Mad Dog 2020 or something, but...
Right. But still, know. At least putting some sort of effort forward. So you would
but
be more prone...
Cost the customer.
Okay, yeah. What if someone, do you ever experience someone like in a big city coming up and trying to wash your windows on your car?
I think I've had a few of them do that, and I just flip them off, and usually they get the message.
Yeah, like, you could clean my windshield, motherfucker, but I ain't paying you.
But I do have a weapon holster, and if you put that on the dash, they walk away real fast.
Oh, interesting. So someone just assumes if you have a holster or maybe like an accessory, like a scope or something, they don't want to fuck with you.
Well, that's my real weapon.
Oh, you have the gun holstered like on the fucking dash.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, open carry, bro. We're very fortunate here to be able to do so, and you know, Second Amendment all day, bitches. That's what I'm talking about.
In some states, they suspended that.
Really? Due to COVID world?
Oh, just that they don't want you out, you know, Ohio and other places, you know, don't want you open carrying or something. And I read something about it today, and I thought that Gov had said something about that a couple of weeks ago.
It would make more sense in a pandemic that's fueled by fear that you would want to have a sidearm, you know? That would be the most opportune time to not brandish, but to carry a sidearm, right? Like, what's the purpose?
Say carry, brandish or whatever, and it's like, well, fuck, I'm Pixar, it didn't happen, jackass.
Yeah, I ain't saying nothing in court. Arrest me.
Exactly.
Beautiful. How about you, Crafter? What do you think? Fucking open carry in the pandemic?
I mean, I feel like you should be able to open carry always. That should be one of the fundamental rights of the whole nation, is to be able to open carry. I mean, it's obvious to everyone you have a weapon. You know, like the, you know, like, I don't think many like robberies are going to happen from open carry. I mean, if it does, I guess we'll deal with it at that point, but I highly doubt it, you know.
Indeed. And then all these protests, everybody's coming out with guns as well. It seems like the narrative is obviously like, why would you come out using guns, you know? Why would you have guns at a protest? Isn't that intimidating? But, I mean, isn't that kind of the point?
I mean, why do the police have guns? I mean, if the police give up their guns, maybe I'll give up mine, but not until that day.
Yeah, I totally, wholeheartedly agree. Do you trust cops right now? Don Thornton, this question's also for you, but back to you first.
I mean, I trust cops almost never, but they're definitely more in bootlicking mode than ever. They're really just to fucking take orders and go with the situation and fucking don't give a fuck about whose rights or fucking what is law or anything. They don't give a shit. They'll do whatever they want. I mean, we always kind of knew it, but it's raw and apparent.
What do you think, Don Thornton?
That's a shoot first, ask questions later environment. And, you know, even if you're not doing anything, you could get shot. So.
Yeah, I don't like those odds, man. I really don't. And yeah, it's funny. Like, I've had interactions with police like 2 decades ago that was a lot different. And there was a lot more awareness and understanding there. Whereas, like, having interactions with like young cops that are, I'm like 10 years their senior, and then they're like trying to like get shit on me and shit. It's like, dude, what are you doing? I'm calling you to help me. Why are you trying to incriminate me right now? You know,
I saw that a couple of years ago when I got pulled over by a guy that was probably in his 20s, early 30s, and he could not figure out what to charge me with because I almost clipped him when he was on the side of the road. It's like, well, traffic and allow me to move over, but he was like shaking in his boots, and I got out of the car and was like, look, dude, just write something up, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's fucking hilarious. This big dude gets out of the car. Can you step out of the car, please, sir? Fucking an older fucking strap.
Didn't ask, but you could tell I was strapped, so. I wasn't trying to intimidate him. He asked me to get out just to figure out something. And that's the other thing. I don't pull over for cops on the highway. He pulled me over it was about a half mile or a mile from the exit. I just went to the exit and got off and did there. His safety and mine.
Interesting.
It was cool. In Denver, when I did that, I got in trouble.
Really?
They cited me for evading.
That's interesting how state to state things really do differ. It's one of the features of balkanized America. And you really see that in COVID world too, where some states, you know, are more free than others. Like Texas is going fucking whole hog. So is Georgia. Places like Michigan have like tyrants. Same thing with fucking New Mexico. Even though in New Mexico, Michelle Wuhan Grisham wants to like just ride the narrative. She'll do whatever gets her the votes. Go ahead, Don.
I think West Virginia has had very few deaths and ready to open like 2 weeks ago. So, Wuhan Grisham, she went with the narrative. This is a typical leftist, libertarian, or liberal Democrat move, is how do I spin this to make myself look good? So she tried to play the savior of the state, and now you can see her panicking quickly.
Yeah.
It's starting to back off, but I really want you to wear the masks
in public.
She didn't demand it. You know, she's not demanding anymore. She's
right.
Pulling, asking. You can see it in her eyes. She screwed up big time. And now that we're getting back to normal, she wants to make it sound like she's doing it the right way. She had us locked down for no fucking reason. Just really.
Realistically, I would say that's the case.
It's bad.
What do you think, Crafter? Did she lock us down unnecessarily?
I mean, she went too fast, too quickly, without seeing the scientific data. She cost a lot of people their jobs. She destroyed us economically. And I think she's seeing they're going to fall out now. They're not going to be able to make budgets no matter what they do. Mm-hmm. And they're going to have to lose, you know, police officers and state workers and services. And we're going to be in a worse position than we were before. And it's going to be her fault. She's probably going to, if she tries to run again, there's no way she'll be reelected when so much of her state is going to be starving.
That is correct. And even with the data that's being collected, dude, it blows my mind how there's such a drastic jump in numbers, even just for totals for the day, you know, total tests for the day. And if you look at the Delta, it just, from one day to another, it'll spike up like 1.2, 6.8, you know, 1.3, 7.2. And it's indicative of a system that's like either got a backlog of tests or they're just, you know, crunching it out as much as they can and counting anything, you know, any test they possibly can as positive or any death that they possibly can as a COVID death.
Even still, with the number of tests, that number is diminishing fast. Percentage, the contagious, you know, number of contagious and catching tests going down, that ratio is going down, and the deaths are coming up 1-2 a day.
That makes zero sense, you know. Like, you would think that there would be that the deaths would just kind of taper off completely. But still, like,
I think we got a lot more deaths coming. I think we're looking at 250,000 for the over the next 9 months. If we take this from January right to the end of the year, you're going to see a lot of people in you know, the retirement homes and the invalid homes and that kind of thing. Those people are very susceptible. A lot of them have smoked all their lives. You know, just a good situation for them. And my wife's parents are in their 80s. So,
my parents are in their 70s. My grandmother's in her 90s. You know,
so bless her.
God bless her. You know, so I definitely feel that. But from just a number standpoint, 250,000, we're talking 250,000 deaths within the year. How does that compare to like 2017 and flu numbers?
2017, wasn't it 80,000? Last year we were down to 40,000.
Interesting.
At 2018, I think it was 70,000, 80,000 for flu. If you count it, we lose 300,000 people a year. Hmm. So if you're going to lose 250,000 and chalk up most of them to, you know, to the COVID, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You're not taking into account some of the other things. Mm-hmm. Just shifting from one column to another. Honestly, we're not killing our population.
Interesting.
Countries, I think they in for some rough days.
Hmm. Alfonso on YouTube says that America is number one in COVID cases. Thanks for the comment, my dude. Do you agree with that? And what's that?
Well, that's thanks to freedom and, you know, open government. A lot of governments are hiding these numbers, so.
Interesting. So, and I also, I like to point fingers at China. I mean, do we really believe their numbers, especially for the amount of people are there? Or did their tyranny really fucking push them to another level? Wow, Al, you're going hard, bro. Right now, the U.S. has 4.5% of the world's population and almost 33%, one in three of known COVID cases, COVID-19 cases. But the number has been trending upward, so I'm confident we'll hit 33%, probably higher. That's what Al is saying. What do you think about that?
Easily. Everybody's going to get this. Those numbers don't matter. I don't care how many people got it.
Mm-hmm.
How many people are dying of it? How many people are hospitalized? Good cause in ICU. Those numbers matter, and they're not that significant.
Al also says, and that's without widespread testing. People afraid they might have COVID can't get tested easily. Folks are getting laid off, so they won't have a paycheck or healthcare. Do you agree with that?
I think that's those doctors that you're going to, on that video, talk about that. People are staying away from, you know, the hospitals because they're afraid to get it because they have something else wrong with them.
Mm-hmm.
Or they get there and they're like, well, you don't have 106 fever. You know, go home. Like, well, no, I have 102 fever. What's wrong with that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Interesting. But then they're convenient. They want the people that are in the worst shape so that they can exploit the numbers with that. That's kind of what it feels like to me. It's just easier to do it that way. What was that?
It's my impression. Same thing.
Okay.
Mainstream media, you know, putting out these people. Oh, he was 42 in good health. He was 350 pounds, dude.
Right? Seriously.
How could he be in?
And they're lying about the numbers in general as well. They're overblowing them. They have admitted multiple videos in news conferences that if you die with COVID, it's a COVID death, not that COVID caused your death. If you had cancer, but you also had COVID, it's a COVID death. If you got hit by a car but had COVID, it's a COVID death. And I think we even have a video later in tonight that kind of says the same thing, that they're forced to create these death certificates that say there are more deaths caused by this than anything else.
Yeah,
so what are the real numbers?
Do you want to watch that clip?
Okay.
Sure. So let's see here. This is... let's see. Let's skip this video.
To reply to your chat slave here, does it go back to Alfonso or no?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can reply right here. Everything is here. It's beautiful.
Awesome.
let's see. Anyways, so this next clip is just what we're talking about right now, is doctors being forced to fake COVID deaths. And I think this is important to get out there. Here we go.
I think that, well, in Minnesota, as a physician, I received an email last week from the Department of Health coaching me on how to fill out death certificates. And I've never really received coaching from the Vital Statistics Agency in terms of how to do a death certificate. But basically, I felt like they were saying, you know, you don't have to have a confirmed laboratory test for COVID-19 in order to make the death certificate be COVID-19.
So, wait, sir, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but that and what you just said I think is critically important. Can you repeat what you just said, please?
Well, last Friday, I received a 7-page document that sort of told me that if I had a patient that had pneumonia but was never tested for COVID-19, but sometime after she came down with pneumonia, we learned that she had been exposed to her son, who had no symptoms, but later on was identified with COVID-19, that it would be appropriate to diagnose on the death certificate COVID-19. Now, we've not done that. If someone has the pneumonia after, and it's in the middle of a flu epidemic, and I don't have a test on influenza, I don't diagnose influenza on the death certificate. I will say this elderly patient sure died of pneumonia.
So it seems like that's the standard protocol then. You know, if you have the flu, let's say, and you get pneumonia from that, they're not saying the flu killed you. His death certificate says pneumonia, right? That seems like more of the common practice.
And why would they need to issue guidance on death certificates anyway? Why wouldn't doctors and people performing autopsies in the medical system already understand this? Why would they need guidance?
Yeah, exactly. That kind of blows my mind. Do you think that this has ever been prevalent any other time in history, Don?
Which? Politics or the...
No, the idea of changing, rather... using the death certificate as a way to pump the numbers for a disease.
This we're in brand new territory here. Shit like this. This is on the scale of Mao in China telling everybody with the Cultural Revolution everything's okay. No, I mean, there is no reason to alter this other than some nefarious reason that we're not really privy to yet. I don't know why you would pump up the numbers. What's the point?
Fear. Complete and utter fear, and being able to control through that fear. I feel like if we wanted to kind of buck the system now, you just throw on a mask and gloves and no one suspects you, none the wiser. They think you're one of the sheep. It's just like a good mask to wear at this point. Because people are just so, the majority of people are just so taken aback.
Going back to your earlier comment about people waking up, I think there's 3% of us that kind of clue into this shit, and maybe another 20% of the population isn't necessarily waking up. They're just not taking the spoon-fed bullshit, rest of the sheeple, like you say. And I don't think there's a critical mass of sheeple in fear. I don't think fear works well on the American public. It might work on urbanites and East Coasters, left coasters, in a certain way. But it just seems to me that, flyover states, us and everybody else that sort of runs America, there's not a lot of that fear mongering. We're aware of FUD, fear, uncertainty, doubt tactics. Yeah. So,
Interesting. And 3%. I'm happy about. I'm glad that they're out there. I feel
that's a magic number.
Yeah, that is quite a magic number.
It's my De La Soul.
De La Soul, bro. Hell yeah! You listen to De La Soul?
He's in the BK Lounge.
All the shut the fuck
out. He's in the BK Lounge. I love them. Love that album.
Wow.
You just named my night, Don. You fucking blew my mind, dude. Oh, fuck.
Talk about rap earlier. Rap sucks today. Back in the day was phenomenal. All gangsta rap shit.
Well, yeah, I kind of agree with you. I like 90s gangster rap. Obviously, it's probably a generational thing. But I only listen to modern rap. It's like a meme to me. It's not that I enjoy it. I do enjoy it, but I enjoy it like a masochist enjoys fucking getting beaten, It's just like this onslaught of bullshit on your eardrums, and it's an indescribable experience. And to think that the population, the sheeple out there, this is what they listen to. It's beautiful. the celebration of ignorance, verbose.xyz. Now, if you're just joining us for the first time, thank you so fucking very much. I am Miles Lowroad. We're joined by Don today. Hope to have you on the show regularly, man, because, like, I think we needed a third person. We need a fourth person as an engineer, but we needed a third person to keep the conversation going a little bit. It feels good, man. It's like fucking old school Pepe up in this house. And obviously Crafter here hanging out, fucking chilling, fueling the paranoia for the masses, because he is your Christ-like Alex Jones. He will take on all of the stigmas and all of the sins of all of the conspiracies. He will take them on him, and then eventually he will overcome it through apathy. And that's how he works. The Christ-like conspirator. And consider fucking hitting that subscribe or follow or whatever the fuck it is. We're on every single fucking platform. And if you can't fucking find us, verbose.xyz. You gotta put the plugs in, dude. You know who I learned that from?
No.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones, dude.
Fucking Jones, dude.
It's Alex funny. Jones. Alex Jones here. Check out verbose.xyz. The frog will be gay if you listen to this podcast.
I fucking wish, dude. Could you imagine? By the way, shout out to Alex Jones. You can come on the show anytime you want. We're not the most censored. We're definitely just the most underheard. Speaking of which, he's going off a lot on Bill Gates, and it's got me thinking a lot about Bill Gates lately. Because fucking...
Fuck Bill Gates.
Yeah, dude, fuck Bill Gates, bro. I feel like he's just an uneducated newt that came from privilege and was able to capitalize on every idea, you know, like, oh, cool, I took this program in college about Minix and Unix, I'm gonna steal that idea and fucking have my own fucking kernel and shit like that. Then it's like, oh, video games are popular, so I'm gonna make commercials with me in fucking Doom. I'm gonna put myself in the Doom game and then shotgun blast an imp. And then fucking that's not even fucking good enough. I'm gonna fucking create my own video game console. By the way, first console I ever hacked. Thank you, Bill Gates, for making your shit really shitty and just computer parts. Because I exploit that thing to this day. So fuck yourself. And then thirdly, like you make all this money, you ride this fucking wave, you get a DUI early on in fucking Albuquerque. We'll never forget that. But then you go on to, like, join the fucking cult and jump headfirst into population control. Have you heard this shit?
Yeah.
The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. It used to be called the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation for Population Control. So why is it then? And this is the question I want to ask both of you. Why is it then that we fucking trust this guy to come out on all these fucking news stations pumping out the jams like we should trust him when he's not really even fucking educated? You know what I mean? And why do we trust him when he's obviously putting his money into some sort of eugenics, organization?
Yeah, and his catastrophes with vaccines have happened previously. We can't trust any of his fucking vaccines. He completely bungled fucking HPV vaccines in India. It's on the record. And there was a lot of paralyzations. Most 3/4 of all cases of polio that exist today are due to his vaccinations or his company's vaccinations. It's a disaster. And to listen to this man now is just asinine. I mean, the fact that he has money doesn't make him successful. Like, If that was the case, then Trump would have been a way better president. Oh,
Gotti. What do you think of Bill Gates, Don? Am I off kilter on this?
It's a perspective, and I follow Bill Gates from the beginning. I wouldn't say that he's a stupid man. Very probably more shady on the business deal type shit, but forced us people into using his operating system, which was a piece of crap, mm-hmm. and took us down a road. But honestly, look at it, you know, where we were and what we've accomplished, you know, played a major part in that, for better or worse. You know, I don't want to say that he's complete shite. Now, yeah, his foundation shit and what he's doing and, you know, bringing up the vaccinations and stuff and all that shit. And what about South America? The Zika problem probably came out.
Yeah, that was him.
Yeah, his spraying the damn shit on the mosquitoes and might have genetically altered them rather than trying to make them, you know, less sterile or more sterile. But all the fallout of that is unintended consequences. That's the name of the game with science and everything else. Science is going to cure us of everything except for the unintended consequences. And that's what I'm looking at right now. If they're going to push a virus and make it mandatory, that's bullshit.
Don't you think, though, people also... Yeah, and I totally agree. Fuck, you know, some sort of mandatory vaccine. And that's getting to what I'm... My question here is, like, don't you think that people use science as a tool for tyranny?
Crutch, yeah.
Yeah, it's not necessarily science. They're just using the name of science to kind of get their agenda across.
Climate change. Well, I'm sorry. I used to be on the science side of it and seeing what's happening with the sun, and we're actually coming down. I didn't think that we'd come down for a while, but our solar output's coming down, and we're heading for a solar minimum. We could be in the 2030s to 2050s be fighting for food because we're going to have a solar minimum coming up.
Interesting. So you're saying
down, you know?
So you're saying it's not global warming, it's going to be global cooling.
Well, it's... Sun has more to do with it than you know, my 20, 30-year-old truck putting out CO2. I can tell you that.
Weird.
Yeah, there is pollution, and that's a different level of things we have to deal with in urban societies, in China especially, with their, you know, if we go to electric cars, that'll get resolved. But that's not raising the amount of CO2 in the atmosphere from 3/100ths of a billionth part per million, 3.5/100ths billionths part per million is not creating a greenhouse. To mention, there's another study that shows we are actually at a CO2 minimum. We need to be a twice, maybe three times this for plants to survive.
Yeah, I've maybe always thought that. Like, why is CO2 so... I can understand carbon monoxide, but CO2, I feel like, is something that plants absorb.
Oh, they need it, yes.
So, yeah, I've never understood the carbon tax thing. You know, carbon monoxide is one thing. Carbon dioxide is totally different.
That's all that is.
What's that?
Countries started pushing for this shit through the World Bank and the World Fund and the World this and the World that.
World Health Organization.
Exactly. That video you're going to bring up, the reason you saw the reason that the president of YouTube, that chick said why he pulled this thing down or justified it, because anything that goes against World Health Organization standards or practices or is critical is not something they can support. So it's a political move because Trump has pulled the money for WHO, and now you know, YouTube wants to, well, we're gonna stand with YouTube, just, or you know, the WHO, just
stand
be
with
WHO.
I have a problem with most globalist organizations. I think all globalist organizations. I can't really think of one that I'm cool with. But before we get too far away from this idea, I wanted to play this clip just because I hate his fucking face. Bill Gates defending China. Here we go.
Oh, yeah, I've seen this.
China did, you know, at the beginning, like any country where a virus first shows up, you know, they can look back and see where they missed some things. And it's sad that even the U.S., that you would have expected to do this well, did it particularly poorly. But it's not time to talk about that. This is the time to take the great science we have, the fact that we're in this together, fix testing, treatments, and get that vaccine.
Dude, what's with his fucking weird hand shit? You notice that?
Yeah.
It's like, and what's with the idea of fucking vaccine, right? Why are we so obsessed with the vaccine with this? Huh?
Saw that today. And we've got this Remedin. Like, okay, wait a minute. Every other thing that we've tried has been poo-hooed by everybody, doctors and everything. Chloroquine, Pepcid now, a couple other. That's not going to work and everything. And all of a sudden, Big Pharma's here to save us.
There's also Quin Ying or something like that. Quiwing?
Quinine?
Not quinine, no. But I'd like to pick your.
Yeah,
I'd like to pick your brain on quinine as well, because I feel like it's a good thing. I think Crafter might disagree, but if I was surfing some sites for drone parts, you know me, fucking whatever, and I'm seeing this site out of Hong Kong that sells very limited parts, but then now they have a PPE section, and it's just masks, surgical masks in a 50-pack, KN95 masks, I think, in a 20-pack, and then this herb. I wonder if I could find it real quick. It is fucking interesting. The site's called wolfwho.com, I think it is. And it's some sort of, it looks like some sort of Chinese medicine to me. It's called Yiling Lihan Qingwen. It's some sort of herb, and when you read up on it, it affects the lungs. So if you fucking... Yeah, thank you. if you fucking have what it's used most common for in China is if you got pneumonia from the flu, they would give you this to alleviate the symptoms with the flu, which to me is very interesting. Thank you very much. This is the exact article I was talking about. But if you think about it from like a holistic standpoint, I'm not talking like holistic medicine, I'm talking like looking at the whole picture, right? I feel like hydrochloroquine could be used for people who are virulent and strong and need to get back to work, right? Quick. It's like, fuck, I have the coronavirus. I need to kick any sort of symptoms with this. It's going to make me feel like shit, but this is the quickest way to get through it. Take the hydrochloroquine, right? Now I can get better. Huh?
This, a lot of this homeopathic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
People don't understand how that works. Taking micro doses of stuff actually works better than taking a lot, which was the problem with hydroxychloroquine, because it'll create arrhythmia in your heart. Mm-hmm. If you're taking that much, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
No? Mm-hmm. It's not there to prevent COVID. It doesn't do that. It alleviates some of the symptoms. Same thing with aspirin. Same thing with Advil. Tylenol reduces fever. All those things in moderate or micro doses affect.
I think everyone, though, has taken like massive amounts of zinc to like push out a flu virus before. You know what I mean?
And I hope their livers last.
Interesting. So you take too much zinc, it'll affect your liver?
That's one of the things. It also stores in your pituitary gland.
Oh.
Heavy metal. So you got to be careful about that. And
so it is going a trace back mineral. That makes sense.
Right. But you overdose with stuff like that, heavy metals and stuff. That's what they try to do with autistic kids because they think that that's part of the problem. And they put them through that chelation therapy, and it draws all that shit out. Well, that's fucking painful and very much, it's hard on your body. It's hard on your liver, hard on your heart, hard on your gland systems. So homeopathic stuff isn't made like, oh, wow, we found this one. A ginkgo biloba, you know, whoa, you're going to be a mad dog
be
in the bed.
You're a genius now, yeah. Or whatever.
Well, dude, yeah. You take more than half a dose, I get a migraine.
Interesting. I've taken ginkgo and had good results from it. I also supplement daily with iodine, and I've been since COVID world been taking large doses of vitamin C and vitamin D3. I also make sure that on weekends I soak in the sun for at least half an hour a day. You know,
I do none of those things. I take large doses of vitamin THC, and there's nothing else you need to do.
Your butt sun in the.
What's that? No, I don't. I'm not like no. I'm not that. I'm gay, but I'm not that gay. You know what I mean? I'm not fucking putting my hiney out in the fucking. Cause I'm not in fucking the wilderness or some shit. Like I got a neighbor on every single wall, and then fucking the one of the you know not main streets, but a busy street out in front. So
you're right. Sun is necessary every day.
Yeah, yeah, so, yeah. Totally.
Feet, we have a lot less pollution up here. You're in LA, you're fucked.
Right.
Sun in LA. Was.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like you just get irradiated there. I wanted to, before we lose track, I wanted to talk about the Who, or I wanted to discuss the Who a little bit, because you had mentioned that before, you know, these world organizations. And personally, I think globalism is, it's evil. I have my thoughts on individualism as well. I feel like at its extreme, it keeps people from coming together. I wish there was some sort of hybrid of being able to like better yourself to better others, but I don't think we're like on that wavelength yet. You know,
you're going down my path here, dude. Militant libertarian objectivist. I'm all for freedom, but objectively, you've got to work together with people to accomplish things. It just can't be forced.
Wow. You know? There's someone else out there. What the fuck? You're blowing my mind right now, Don.
Well.
But so, okay, the Who, right? Fucking, and I'm not talking about the band. I'm talking about the World Health Organization. Why is it that they are so obsessed with keeping a good image for China? It's just this one thing it doesn't compute for me.
Billion and a half people and have the number one economy in the world. So, you know, money talks.
Interesting. China doesn't give money. Go ahead.
China's now giving money, but the head of the Who is a known communist. And it was part of some communist revolution in his home country. It is well known to be, you know, pushing a communist agenda around the world, the head of the Who.
Whoa. So literally, China is like the poster child for the New World Order.
Yeah. To some degree. And they have tyranny, so.
Indeed. Yeah, medical tyranny. That's what they're trying to roll out here. I think I talked about this before. I got to give it up to the people out there that are just trying to live their lives, you know. They're like, fuck COVID. The numbers seem fucked. I'm going to go out there regardless. And you're starting to see that in legislators as well. This next video is my boy Daddy Pence fucking rocking it at the hospital, no mask. Here we go.
Here is president who today was the only one at the Mayo Clinic seen not wearing a mask, touring COVID wards and testing facilities at a huge hospital.
Oh, I forgot to warn you guys, this is MSNBC. This is some fucking lefty propaganda. And boy.
A short flight away from returning to the White House to come in contact with the most senior members of our government, no mask. Earlier today, the clinic posted that it has, quote, informed the vice president of the masking policy prior to his arrival today. That post was since taken down. Then came a statement that the masking policy had been shared with Pence's office. Note that the CDC issued guidelines recommending masks earlier this month. Also, please note Pence is the head of the coronavirus task force.
Maybe he knows something you don't, bitch. or he's got one of those vaccines.
Here's how Pence responded when questioned about his decision to defy the Mayo Clinic policy.
I'm tested for the coronavirus on a regular basis, and everyone who is around me is tested for the coronavirus. And when the CDC issued guidelines about wearing a mask, it was their recognition that people that may have the coronavirus could prevent the possibility of conveying the virus to someone else by wearing a
mask. Thanks, Juno.
And since I don't have the coronavirus, I thought it'd be a good opportunity for me to be here, to be able to speak to these researchers, these incredible healthcare personnel, and look them in the eye and say thank you.
So, fucking, what do you think about that? Was that irresponsible, or is Daddy Pence a badass?
He probably got a vaccine. They probably vaccinated him already. He has nothing to worry about, and he just can't say it.
Sir Don? Oh, shit, sorry, I fucking muted you. I'm an asshole. There you go, sorry about that. So, yeah, what do you think? Daddy Pence, is he irresponsible, or is he, did he get vaccinated, or does he know something we don't? Or is it just this virus ain't that deadly?
I think he's like Trump. He's in a leadership role, and he's just, badass, I'm in charge. The rest of you guys can wear masks. Was it irresponsible? I don't know. Just don't see that masks. This the whole thing with the number of people getting it and testing positive and the mask thing. It's all hotter.
It's all psychological control.
PsyOps. This is classic PsyOp, like you said a couple of weeks ago. That's exactly what we're experiencing now. Why? You know what I mean? It's for the fear. But what is the end game? Somebody has asked that on, I think it was CSNBC. There's an article. What is the end game? Why are we going down this route? And is the left trying to make a play? Or more socialist?
It seems so. Whatever.
It does. But also, is the right trying to... seems like there's a bunch of stuff on the right that, with uprisings and people being told and states' rights. States' rights is a cornerstone to the right wing movement and conservatives in general, not federal oversight. And it just seems like there's a match here going on between the two sides, and what is the agenda? It's not very clear.
Yeah, and you make a really good point there, because it's easy to, and I think Crafter, you said this last week, it's easy to make something be a conspiracy theory, because when you put logic to something, you're not thinking someone's retarded, you're thinking like, how would this be accomplished? So it's easy to write this off as like there's some sort of agenda going on, but maybe at the end of the day there, all these groups are just grasping at straws, truly just following that adage, don't let a good crisis go to waste. And they're just...
Hey, and I got another one for you. Okay. Other aphorism about don't attribute to malice what can be more easily attributed to competence. I think it's from some guy in the 50s. In other words, everything doesn't have to have a malicious intent. It could just be people being dumbasses, not knowing what to do. I mean, we put the government and the lefties and the righties all in this kind of, we know they know what they're doing, or they have an agenda or whatever. And in the end, it could be they're just freaking dumbasses.
That is true. Wow.
Brazil today. Did you hear on Brazil?
No, what happened?
Making people go vote is, you say, it's cruel and unusual punishment and will cost us lives.
In Brazil?
Like, you can go to the fucking store, you can go to the fucking voting booth.
Right? And that's what I think about everything right now. Like, instead, you know, and I think we've talked about this before, the idea of like, okay, now you can go to less places, but you can go to the grocery store, you can go to the post office. It just like fucking, you know, kinks the water hose so that all of your population is going to very few places, so more contact with more people, you know, more of the same germs spread in similar places that everybody goes. You know?
Is she an idiot, or is this part of a grander scheme?
God, wow. Wow, that blows my mind. yeah, part of me thinks that the fucking, it's a, you know, everybody out there is a bunch of fucking retards. The ruling class is a bunch of retards. But I want to go back to fucking this Pence clip. I'm not going to keep playing it. I think we heard enough, but I just want to admire Daddy Pence here because, you know, Trump is not very presidential. But I think, despite where I might have disagreements with Mike Pence, he's very eloquent and presidential. He's like the white Obama. He's the great white Obama.
You seen those cartoons on him as Johnny Pence?
Yes! Johnny Quest or whatever?
Oh, that is hilarious.
Oh my god, I love those. Those are the fucking best. Fucking riding crocodiles and shit and fighting homosexuality across the world. Electroshocking the masses. Fucking love it. He is a walking... But he's an eloquent meme. He's a walking meme, but he's an eloquent meme.
But the left can't meme.
The left can't meme. Do you agree, Crafter?
The left can't meme well, but they can meme a little. but the real question should be, would you watch a Mike Pence sex tape?
Oh. I mean, hell yeah.
Do you think his bush is as white as his head?
Like, do you think he's just trans, but he just takes the good hormones?
And why does the man have a lack of eyebrows? Like, I'm just staring at the still photo that you have here, and I'm like, where the fuck's this guy's eyebrows at?
Hold up, yeah. Dude, what's cool about the no eyebrows, too, is, like, he has a flap of skin that his eyebrows. This motherfucker's definitely Anunnaki, you know? He's a fucking shape-shifting motherfucker. He's just good at what he does. His eyebrows are his pubes? I don't think so. Unless he's, like, one of those weird skinless cats. Go ahead, Don.
I'm just laughing at this shit.
Fucking ridiculous. I'm glad we could actually laugh in this. Finally, we get to the clip of the oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about right there. Oh, my God, yes. If you want to join our Discord, check us out. The link is, I believe, on our website, verbose.xyz. Fucking join us.
It looks like his forehead ate his eyebrows.
And kind of. That's beautiful. And before we get too far off track, the golden clip of the evening... this mixes two of my favorite things, Tucker Carlson and fucking these two doctors that are coming out against, you know, the tyranny, the medical tyranny in America. So this was a couple nights ago on Tucker Carlson, and he discusses all the things that we talked about tonight and confirms them. This is mainstream media, Fox News, and they're talking about shit that we would only dream of in a conspiratorial world. You know, here we go. Boom.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. Last night on this show, we played you a clip from a nearly hour-long video produced by two physicians in California, Drs. Dan Erickson and Artin Masihi. Likely many of you had already seen it. That video has had more than 5 million views on YouTube. In their presentation, the two doctors presented a flurry of data pointing to what we are currently learning about this virus and how it spreads. They recited pages of government statistics and then interpreted them in light of their own long clinical experience as doctors. At one point, they noted that the newly adjusted death rate in their state of California, which is much lower than anyone expected it to be, and they asked if government officials there should change their policies based on this new science. Watch.
We've seen 1,227 deaths in the state of California with a possible incidence or prevalence of 4.7 million. That means you have a 0.03 chance of dying from COVID-19 in the state of California.
Let that sink in. Fucking California. Super populated, big-ass fucking state. you have a 0.03 chance of dying of COVID. Let that sink in a little bit.
0.03 chance of dying from COVID in the state of California. Does that necessitate sheltering in place? Does that necessitate shutting down medical systems? Does that necessitate people being out of work?
So whatever your view of the mass quarantines, and maybe you're enthusiastically for them, the questions you just heard are valid questions. In fact, they're critical questions. We should all be asking those questions, including and especially our policymakers. But as Dr. Erickson pointed out later in the video, dissent of any kind is no longer tolerated in this country. Fact-based honesty, which is the soul of science, is under attack, even in hospitals. Dr. Erickson described physicians being pressured to classify illnesses and deaths as related to coronavirus, whether they believe that to be true or not.
We aren't pressured to test for flu, but ER doctors now, my friends that I talk to say, you know, it's interesting, when I'm writing up my death report, I'm being pressured to add COVID. Why is that? Why are we being pressured to add COVID to maybe increase the numbers and make it look a little bit worse than it is? I think so.
And these are doctors. Do you guys, is there validity to this, you know? I mean, obviously, it's on fucking Fox News, for fuck's sake. But is this some sort of psyop, counter psyop, or are these doctors for real?
I mean, I would say it's pretty real. They say their names. They're able to be looked up and find out what hospitals they've worked in. YouTube and Google decided to pull the video after 5 million views.
And the links in there pointed to everything they were talking about. So,
wow.
It was legit. My friend Bill Whittle did a thing on them too. That's where I first saw it. And you know, he right from the get go. I don't want to say that I'm all this stuff. I'm parroting most of the stuff that I read.
Indeed. But,
you know, I'm not some kind of prescient thing. But you know, I get all this news, and he was saying that there is going to be a backlash. And within hours, they were pulled down, so.
Wow. Speaking of which, we'll be hosting them on verbose.xyz. So if you didn't catch those or you can't find them on YouTube, give us about a day, and we'll have a section for you to be able to check out band videos, some other shit that we've collected over the years, and definitely this video. We want to make sure, you know, the good juiciness of what society, what is actually happening in society is captured and not censored. So look for that at verbose.xyz.
Something just came to mind. Remember I was talking about Newsom and the beaches?
Mm-hmm.
Those beaches.
Yeah.
I don't want to say it's nefarious or some kind of malicious intent on his part. If you've ever studied the pandemic of 1918, you know, called it the Spanish flu, but
yeah, Spanish flu.
He had a coming out in Philadelphia, probably March, April, in the year that started up, and it was sort of on the down and everything. And a lot of cities probably look at that as sort of an example of not what not to do. Because within days, they had thousands of people dropping dead from the flu after having some kind of big gathering. Now, that's Philadelphia in a cold temperate, and there's a big difference between that and being out on the beach in the sun, where I don't like to say it, but the COVID lasts about 3 seconds in the air. UV.
Interesting.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If you cough on your hand and touch something, that's something different. But in the air, and even any surface that's getting hit by UV, I mean, versus last seconds.
I'm glad you bring that up. What do you think about Trump's recent gaffe or apparent gaffe of injecting disinfectants and taking on UV light both in and outside the body?
The UV thing goes back almost 100 years.
Okay. What about internally?
That's do you see the follow-up that almost every vaccine is given some type of disinfectant in it? And
really?
Maybe yes, and maybe this is a play where the left says, no, we don't inject disinfectants. Yes, you do. It's called vaccines, so I guess you're against vaccines. He's, you know, if you let the Q-LARP get the better of you, remember, playing not 3D chess. He's playing 8D chess with these people. He's so smart.
That's
I think he was just speaking, you know, offhand, and he had seen stuff and why this stuff was used. These are alternative methods, which is funny because I read a story that actually doing the blood cleansing thing in Northern Europe and in Israel. So who was the left-stream media trying to kid?
Interesting. So you're saying that there might be some validity there, or he's mimicking things that he's actually seeing in the wild right now, like disinfectants being used in vaccines.
Well, in other things too. Using disinfectants for different things. He didn't say drink Lysol. That's
no, he said inject it.
But he didn't say inject Lysol. He said inject disinfectants. Yes. And he's speaking on a term.
He did say what?
Then he said he was being...
I don't know about that. I think he's just covering his ass.
That's true. He did say he was being sarcastic after that.
Briggs just looked at him like he had three heads. And he's... I can't really determine whether she really has a medical degree or if she's just one of those women that, you know, got socially promoted through the medical field, because sometimes she says stuff and I'm like, what?
I love that. You're talking about Dr. Birch or Dr. Birch or whatever. Yeah. Yeah. Fucking what's funny is her and Fauci go way back, and Fauci actually has ties to fucking Bill Gates. You know what I mean?
Like that picture on 4chan.
No.
All of them together? Oh, yeah. Let me find that. It's Fauci, Dan Rather, Gates, Soros. I mean, it's the whole plan.
It really truly is a fucking globalist plot of eugenicists trying to take over the world. What the fuck? Alex Jones right again. Although his current narrative on Donald Trump and that whole gaffe is that he's been talking directly with the president. The president is very intelligent, but his scope of view is narrow, so you have to really rein him in to be able to talk to him. And that,
goes off script.
What's that?
Goes off script.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? And when he's talking up from the, you know, back of his collar kind of thing, you know, sometimes he just says things. I don't really put a whole lot of emphasis on that. He says dumb things. I mean, mm-hmm. The president didn't say enough. You know, this one says a lot.
He says a lot. He's definitely verbose in that way. Fucking, but yeah, like, Alex Jones is defending him currently, saying that since he's been having these communications with him, he got mixed up with his words, and that what he meant to say is injecting vitamins and minerals, and that UV light is always being used, and it's being used both internally and externally. I can see the UV light thing. Crafter, what do you think of that? Do you think the UV light thing is bullshit?
I mean, you... There's some bacteria from surface.
Hold up, you're cutting
out
on me.
That's about it. For but that's about it.
So
a surface...
You're saying
you can use it internally.
Okay. So UV can be used internally, or externally, but not internally, you're saying? Word. I'm going to take that as a yes. Fucking, anyways, fuck. Wow. What's that? Ah. Interesting. Despite skeptics, alternative doctors detoxifying blood with UV rays. Holy shit.
That is. It's USF, Florida.
University of South Florida in Tampa. I know that fucking place. Interesting.
I mean, it's not talking shit. But, and as far as disinfectants, a lot of shit that you get IV-wise is pumped full of disinfectants. Believe me.
Word.
It's designed to not give you the infection.
Interesting. And it kind of goes into the whole idea of, like, they put shit in the and the vaccines to fuck with you. You know what I mean? Like, so, interesting. Not just genes.
And I don't want to say there's nefarious things going on there. Now, if they push this vaccine and it turns out that, you know, my testosterone level falls and my estrogen level climbs after being forced to have this thing, then I know that they're trying to mood alter us. But other than that,
that's what coronavirus is for, isn't it? It's going to shrink your balls. Lowers testosterone.
The cold is a degenerative virus. Let get 20, 30 colds in their lifetime are probably going to live a lot less well and less lifespan than people that get one or two colds here and there. Degenerative. It definitely takes away a little each time. Same thing with the flu.
Wow.
And when you put yourself full of fucking heroin or some other drug or snorting cocaine, you're just, you know, accelerating that whole process.
Yeah, exactly. Interesting. It's like every little, you know, thing you want to fuck with is just a little bit more time taken off your taken off the clock. But that's everything, too.
I don't know. I don't put it... There's a big difference between that and a little bit of alcohol. If you're an alcoholic, it's a different story. But and smoking 2-3 packs a day, that's a little tough. But smoking and drinking does do that a little bit. But come on. Hard drugs, chemicals, and all kinds of other shit.
Indeed.
Nuclear workers, anybody that's been around nuclear material is, you know, in their lifespan too, so
that is very true. Welcome, El Japo. We missed you. Glad you fucking came hang out towards the end of the show. Don Thornton, thank you for fucking joining. Seriously, come back constantly every week. We need you. Burns, Crafter, can I hear you? Are you there?
Yeah, am I here? Can you hear me?
Previously, you were cutting out big time. I was like, holy shit, fuck balls. What is this Tommy Lowe video you got?
That's in that link from the U.S. UV light for blood treatment. This is a video linked in that report and on that article.
Okay.
Where this guy talks about it.
And definitely everybody out there is going to have to check that shit out, too, because everyone... And that's so funny. It was like, haha, Trump made a mistake. And they didn't hound on it very long. They just kind of moved past it quickly, which makes me believe... that it's just deflection to something bigger, you know?
Oh, he's tough.
Go ahead.
It's Teflon. Teflon Don, man.
Teflon Don. Sick. I mean, at this point, he's got nothing to touch him. I mean, I feel like even at this point, he'll get reelected because Sleepy Creepy Joe. Like,
and Joe's going to bail.
You think Joe's going to bail? We're going to get Michelle Obama?
Yeah, he's going to have to. Gonna have to bail. There's just the sex thing and everybody coming forward can't live with the double standard. And that's imploding their party right now. So somebody's got to make a choice.
Is it really? I feel like the left is just like, oh, let's forget about the Me Too movement.
Dude, they're getting called out left and right by their supporters, Hollywood and everything else.
Whoa.
Oh yeah, this is going south real fast.
Oh my God. Fucking, in a lot of ways, I feel like Creepy Joe's a little bit lucky right now. He doesn't have to face his accusers in real time. With COVID, he can kind of, like, hide out.
I know you're a betting bunch, so over under, yes, is the best way. Are we going to have election in November, or is it going to get pushed?
Ooh, wow, good question. I'm going to say we're going to have election. I think by in the next month, we're going to see Trump back on the road fucking doing rallies again.
Yeah, I think that a month ago, month and a half ago, when Biden finally knocked Bernie off, and the left thought that they had their man, I think that November election was in their wheelhouse. But I think now that COVID's happened and all the shit's happened with, and they're going to be like, well, we can't have an election because there's COVID and. I just see it the only way they're going to have election is by mail-in. That's Donna Brazile and that group is, and they want mail-in ballots. And I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm with you. I think they're going to have an election, and you're going to have to go to the poll.
Wow. Yeah. What do you think, Crafter?
I mean, if they don't have election, they're going to have a boogaloo, for real. Some fucking anti-Trump person will lose their shit.
Real election or faux election, El Japo says.
He asks. I mean, it always is a faux election.
I agree.
Never the person's choice.
And a, you know, biased in any way. I think if we all had real IDs, you know, real internet IDs, and we were in a completely digital world where I could say, my vote is Trump. And then 2 hours before the polls close, oh, shit, I'm going to vote for Biden because I want to change my thing. And I can get away with it. That would be a better world. But right now, shit. I'm not even sure my vote even makes it to the ballot.
Yeah, same. I think, and it's, you know, getting your registration check, they look, and I'm registered Republican, so like, How close of an eye are they keeping on my ballot to do away with it, especially in a state like this? You never fucking know. I mean, faux as in Joe. Go ahead.
Election officials just drop a whole shit ton of ballots or votes that were whatever party they didn't like, drop them in the trash on the way out.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. And you've seen that, what was that, during the Al Gore shit? Like trash bags in Florida filled with votes that are uncounted. And the whole hanging Chad thing, dude. It's always some sort of exploit, you know? Fucking life hacks. So
Obama's going to become president.
Which one?
Michelle Obama.
Michael Obama, yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell you why. Why? Tiger. And Tiger then they did what? The Last Dance with Michael Jordan. Those Netflix documentaries. They keep doing huge traction, millions upon millions of people. And now the next one is about Michelle Obama, and it's called Becoming President. Who knows? But it's called Becoming. Get ready for this.
What? She's becoming a man. Finally. Or
get ready for the brainwashing.
Yeah. Carol Baskin for president. Fuck no. Carol Baskin. Fuck.
Baskin.
Who's that again?
She's that bitch from The Tiger King, the one that runs the Tiger Sanctuary.
I don't watch that shit. So.
Yeah, I caved. I fucking caved. I started watching Waco, too, and they glorify fucking Dave Koresh. It's beautiful.
Guy was a little off.
Dude, and fucking, what's his name? John Leguizamo's in that shit. I haven't fucking seen that motherfucker in a long time. I think he's an excellent and underrated actor. I think El Japo agrees with me. Fucking thank you for tuning in to us. We are verbose.xyz. We're here every week, Thursday, 7 o'clock Mountain Time. I think that's 8 o'clock Central. Thank you for joining us. If you're new here, make sure you follow, subscribe, do all that thing so that you can find us again. Also, our website is verbose.xyz. Check it out. We have all of our audio shows archived there. We also have banned videos that you can't get. That is very rare to come by, I should say. I want to say fucking that one country, Egypt. Yeah, they're fucking bisexual. I would say Palestine is straight, but at the end of the day, the gay is real. Thank you for showing up. Alex Jones, you can come on the show anytime. We fucking, we need your support so that we can keep the frogs from becoming gay. Don, thank you for coming on the show. Crafter, always amazing having you. Come check us out next time. Fucking, we'll see you next time. Deuces, yo.
All that Gucci suit, I'm feeling righteous. Yeah. I know that the truth is hard to digest. Yeah. 5 or 6 pills in my right hand. Yeah. Cody runneth over on my nightstand. Taking medicine to fix all of the damage. My anxiety the size of a planet. Over time, my heart's over ice.
flames, let's go. All white Gucci suit, I'm feeling righteous. Yeah, I know that the truth is hard to digest. Yeah, 5 or 6 pills in my right hand. Yeah, codeine running over on my nightstand. Taking medicine to fix all of the damage. My anxiety the size of a planet. Holes in my skull. Overtime, my heart's overized. I'm in too deep. Can't swim. Suit, I'm feeling righteous. I know that the truth is hard to digest. 5 or 6 pills in my right hand. Codeine running over on my nightstand. Taking medicine to fix all of the damage. My anxiety the size of a planet.